2 days after our groundbreaking CNN Tea Party presidential debate in Tampa, Ron Paul still getting some heat about the answer he gave me to one of my questions. We have some new information to put the Republicans' views on health care into some context. For that, we asked Brian Todd to do some checking. Brian, what are you finding out?
Wolf, as you know, Ron Paul stuck to his position that night. He never wavered, but what he didn't do, he didn't bring up a very personal story, a story of a close aide that he lost 3 years ago, a story that takes this way beyond the hypothetical for Ron Paul.
It was one of the most pointed moments in the early debate season. Wolf Blitzer asked Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul, a staunch opponent of a government role in health care, what should happen to a 30-year-old man who can afford insurance, chooses not to buy it, then becomes catastrophically ill.
He needs intensive care for 6 months. Who pays?
That's what freedom is all about, taking your own risk. This whole idea that you have to prepare and take care of everybody.
Asked if society should let the man die, Paul said no, and said in his experience, churches, charities, friends, and relatives would help. It's a circumstance Ron Paul knows intimately. In June of 2008, Paul's former campaign chairman, Kent Snyder, who Paul says talked him into running for president that year, died of pneumonia. Snyder had no insurance.